Welcome to our podcast. We trust you find this encouraging. For more information about NCCF, log on to newcovenantchristianfellowship.com. Thank you and God bless.
Everybody knows the scripture, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me." There's an awesome truth that the Lord is inviting us to that has to do with fellowship around a meal. It's an awesome truth. And I think that we kind of just take it for granted. We have our potlucks or we have our meeting from house to house. But when you look in the scripture, especially in the book of Acts, you see that it's more than just having a chow. Or it's more than just having communion. There's a drawing in together that's actually a way of living. And we talk about acts of worship, we also have a lifestyle of worship the Lord's calling us into. And this is a part of it. And I just really want to share what the Lord's been showing to us about this, because I think it's exciting. So let me go. I'm not going to be able to do, as usual, all these notes. You that know me know that I'm going to have to toss them. Started out with 15 pages, I'm down to 6. Jesus said the hour is coming, and now is, that when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So communion is a call to worship. Fellowship is a call to worship. It's an opportunity for our souls to bow down before him in his presence. We know that when two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. So the Holy Spirit, I believe, will lead us into this, into a whole new way, an opportunity to, when we gather together, to really experience him. Now, we sang songs this morning about grace covering us. It really is truly all by grace. We cannot approach a table of the Lord without grace. Let me explain. In the Old Testament, there's a specific scripture that says, this is in Leviticus chapter 21. If you want to turn there, 21 verse 18. "For any man who has a defect shall not approach to offer the bread of his God in the holy place." Leviticus 16, preceding that, says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Speak to Aaron, no man of your descendants or succeeding generations who has any defect may approach to offer the bread of his God. For any man,'" and now he lists them, these are physical defects, but they have a spiritual connotation. "For any man who has a defect shall not approach, a man who's blind or lame, who has a marred face or a limb too long, or has a broken foot or broken hand, a hunchback, dwarf, man who has a defect in his eye or eczema or a scab or is a eunuch." When Jesus came to heal the blind, to set the captives free, to even raise the dead, those are all physical, pointing to what's important, your heart. The Lord doesn't see as man sees. God looks at the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance. So, we have a problem if we're of any defect in approaching the Lord, wouldn't we? But as we sang this morning, we're covered. There's a wonderful word for forgiveness in the Old Testament. It's called kafar, and we've talked about it. It's covered. It's covering all of us as we're being sanctified. It's covering us from judgment, from the enemy, and it's covering us from judgment from each other. And so when we approach the table, just imagine that we're at a table now, not just in pews, but we're facing one another here, now. This table, everyone here is covered by the blood, is covered by his forgiveness, is covered from judgment. So, you know, that's why in part, when Paul talks about not discerning the body when we have judgments against each other, we're really violating the sanctity of this table we're on here. We really, really are. Every one of us here is here by grace. And there's no other way for us to be here. So, but now we're priests. We're called to be priests, a kingdom of priests, not in that old order of Aaron, because we have a new spirit. So here is God giving us his spirit, inviting us into a unity that was lost way back in the Garden of Eden, where there was unity between Adam and Eve and God. Now he's saying, come in here that we might be one now, that you might experience this oneness now. And so he provides this provision. He makes this provision. He makes this invitation at the table particularly. This is a table of common union, a communion. Union with who? With the Lord and with each other. By his grace. No other way. Colossians 2:10 says, you're complete in him. So here we have this dichotomy. I've got parts of me that are missing. You know, I had leprosy. I had sin that ate up and took away parts of my soul. But praise the Lord, he's restoring my soul. Right? I'm in the process of being made complete right now. I'm complete in him in the heavenlies, and I'm being made complete now. You follow me? Well, that process is actually made real in this relationship that we have with one another. I mean, we help one another. We pray for one another to be healed, not only physically, but in our souls as well. And that is in the unity of the Spirit. The worship that we're being invited to in and of itself makes us complete. I have a good example. Actually, there's a bunch of good examples, but the easiest one is when Jesus said to the 10 lepers, you're healed, and 9 of them ran off with their healing, and the one who was a Samaritan came back and worshiped him. Remember that? Well, this man is at Jesus' feet, and Jesus said, weren't there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said to him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Now, the implication of that is the 9 men who went back home, having been healed, had their leprosy arrested. It stopped. But they still had fingers that were missing ends of, and maybe noses that were kind of short, but they didn't have the sin anymore. It was arrested, but they were not made whole. This man was made whole when he returned and worshiped the Lord. Similarly, the woman with the issue of blood, she reached out and touched the hem of his garment. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Similarly, the blind man, your faith has made you whole. He came and he touched the Lord. Now, the Lord's saying, come here, touch me. Come into my presence. Come in here. Don't be way out there far off. I've made the way for you to come near to me. Take the invitation. So every time we have these opportunities, they're opportunities, they're invitations. Oh, it's a shame for us not to take them, not to come near when he says come near. And so the peace offering was unique, in that it was an invitation not only for the priest to receive the offering, not only for God to receive the offering, but for us to receive the offering. If I brought a peace offering I'm inviting my friends, I'm having a festival, I'm having a celebration. The peace offering that was brought when the prodigal son returned, that was what that was. Let's have a celebration. My son was dead. Now he's back. We're having a party. A big party. In fact, that was really what was really neat about the peace offering was that there was a whole lot of food. There really was. It makes our potlucks look chintzy. Let me read a couple of scriptures that say this, that show the how Paul explains to us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, he says, "He chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved." All the offerings that had to be that were brought before the Lord had to be perfect. They had to be no blemishes. And we know that Jesus is the Lamb that was slain without blemish. They had to be acceptable. So now here we have an offering that's, let me explain more specifically. They took the lamb or the animal, and parts of it go to the Lord. The blood and the fat always go to the Lord. That goes to the altar. Another part, the thigh and the breast of the animal, they go to the high priest. They go to the priest, and they're shared there. The rest of all that, which is quite a bit, comes to all of us. And so we're invited to this table to partake together. That offering has to be perfect and has to be acceptable. And the reverse is true, is that when we come to the table, we have to be acceptable. Again, that kafar, that forgiveness, that blood, has made us so that we can come by his grace. And so here we are. Here we are. Christ having made peace through the blood of his cross, and you, who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, he is now reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. So here we are, blessed, sanctified, and able to fellowship with him and one another in his grace. By his grace. We once were afar off, even the back row, and now we're drawn near. When we look at this, at these feasts, when we look at particularly at the peace offering and the act of this celebration, it's actually like a picture of the only definition we have of the kingdom of God. Remember Paul's definition of the kingdom of God? It isn't meat or drink. It's righteousness, as what Todd was talking about, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The righteousness is by his blood. He is our peace, and he is our joy. The Lord is bringing us to himself in all of this. It's all about bringing us to himself. A certain man gave a great supper and invited many. He sent his servants at supper time to say to those who were invited, "Come, for all things are now ready." They had excuses. They had lots of good excuses, too. "I got to go to work. I got to take care of my property. I just got married." Those are pretty good excuses. But the response was, "The servant came and reported these things to his master, and the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.'" The lame and the blind, it kind of takes you back to the beginning of those disqualifications, doesn't it? This fellowship offering, this peace offering, this offering that says God has peace with us, it isn't for those who don't need it. Jesus said, "I came not for those who didn't need a physician." Do you need it? It's ultimately for the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind. And when I'm humble, I'm poor. I know that I am. And I realize that I was born blind. And Jesus is now opening up my eyes. That only through his grace can I ever see anything. And only through His grace can I ever hear His word. And only through His grace can I walk a straight, walk in Him. So guess what happens to the poor and the maimed and the blind when they come to dinner with Jesus? Isaiah 35:2. Look at this. Look at Isaiah 35:2. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. So strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fear-hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, and with the recompense of God, He will come and save you. I'm in Isaiah 35:3 right then, 4. Verse 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. Well, wow, can we expect that in our own homes? Yeah, I think so. It says it. The only thing that we need to do is believe. And that, again, we heard that this morning. Do you believe the word as it applies to you? It all applies to you. John heard Jesus say, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Is this not the cup of blessing which we bless, a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break a sharing of the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, and we all partake of that one bread. The King's inviting us to His table. He is our peace. He is our righteousness, and He is our joy. And He wants us to partake of that one bread. He wants us to partake of Himself here in the now with each other. And it is totally an invitation that we need to respond to as an invitation. I'm willing to admit that I can't see, that I only hear a little bit. I'm willing to admit that God has made me complete in the heavenlies, and He's making me complete in the here and now. And I need you. I need you to help me. I need you to help me be made complete. You are the body. He's the head. The fellowship that He's inviting us to is holy. His presence is holy. And He lives in you. So I don't want to just take it for granted when I get together with you. I don't want to miss out on the opportunity to be with Jesus in you. And I see this invitation around the table to be one of those opportunities. So I trust that there's seeds in this that are growing in my heart that are going to bear some fruit. And I trust that the Lord is really going to continue to open up our hearts as to what it means to worship Him in spirit and in truth in new ways this year, or more full ways this year.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you have any questions, please drop us a line at nccfcolorado@mac.com.